Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
That means that we're in the friend zone. You don't have to. I'll explain what's happening, Guy. I got this one. We're in the lounge.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I know that. I'm here.
We're in the lounge, and we're in my lounge, and we've got. This is a bad place to record, actually, because I've got such high ceilings in here that it, like, the sound really bounces around.
That's not our problem. Vibe wise, it's great. We've got some blinds.
The vibe's hot.
And, you know, some slatted blinds and the light's pouring through and it's kissing your face. And
we're keeping it sexy.
The face of young Remy so beautifully. And Remy, of course, has an sort of old media cable as a chew toy.
Well, it's HDMI that's still, you know, valid. We're still using
that. You're still using that cable?
Oh, 100%. He's having a good chew on it. And Rufus is around here somewhere.
I just want people to know he's not chewing the middle of the cable. He's chewing the business end of the cable.
Yeah, the connector.
The very HDMI part of the cable.
Indeed.
I love HDMI.
Do you? What do you love about it?
It's like the cutoff of technology I know how to use.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
I could, you know, like in my house around rejigging television and laptops into TVs and all that stuff because I don't cast or anything.
Yeah. You're not a caster?
HDMI is my space. That's where I'm comfy.
The old trusty, old reliable,
the old
a wired connection.
Yeah, yeah.
The old faithful, old faithful,
the old girl. Hey, so let's talk turkey. Tim, how are you? What have you been doing? Give me the high and the low.
Do you want to say something, Remy? You want to jump in here? No, he's got his chewing on his HDMI. It's got good vitamins, that cable.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, what's been going on? I tell you what, getting ready for a big old show, which is happening tomorrow at the time of this recording. Hopefully I'll get this out today, though I can't see it happening, actually.
No?
Remembering what else I've got on today. Yeah, man, one off fest.
What if I drove you some places today? Would that help you achieve your goals?
It's very sweet, but no, man, it's all.
What if I drove you somewhere you don't even have to go? Just like a leisure drive.
Well, that would actually impede what I have to do, you see. We got a big show happening tomorrow,
guys. Huge.
You're on it.
I'm on it.
You're a big star of the show.
I know. I begged. Tim said
That's how a star is really born. Beg and you beg and you beg, and someone says, "All right, fine."
And then I actually haven't seen the movie, but does someone drown in a pool?
Oh man, I can't remember. I saw it at the flicks, but that does no. Well, no one dies in a pool. But I think there is a pool scene.
There's a song about a pool.
Lady Gaga's like, oh, yeah.
That's where I'm getting it from. Yeah.
Great tune.
Yeah.
Great tune. Great a nice one for karaoke.
Great voice, too.
Did you see House of Gucci?
No. I've been pronouncing it House of Gucci.
Oh, no. Guy Montgomery.
I've been saying, I've got to see this House of Gucci. And people, they smirk and they snigger.
And now you know why. You had no idea.
I actually...
Gucci.
Do you know what?
It's fun.
I heard a lot of great reviews about that movie. I heard that every actor brought a different performance style and a different understanding of what kind of movie it was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool, man. I know. Real patchwork of cinema. Yeah. I'm into that.
But I was so inspired by hearing about it because I read a little bit about the story. Mm-hmm. I bought the audiobook as yet unlistened to.
House of Gucky, read by whom?
I assume Stanley Tucky.
Okay, Stanley Tucky.
House of Gucky, read by Tucky.
I like that.
So what's been happening? You got the big show. I'm on it. Obviously, you've got two hearts.
Wait a minute. Is it read by the Tooch?
No. I was doing a rhyming gig.
Okay, fair enough.
You've got two hearts, Joseph Moore.
Does Stanley Tucci do audiobooks?
He's released an autobiography recently, and you've got to assume he read that.
You'd hope so.
There's a deep satisfaction in reading it, or listening to, rather, an audiobook read by its author. The Partridge audiobooks, I, Partridge, we need to talk about Alan and Nomad.
such a good title, I, Partridge, we need to talk about Alan.
Two of the most satisfying oral experiences I've had. And I've got a question for you, Tim.
Yeah.
If you listen to a book,
oh yes,
when you talk about it with people later, do you say that you've read the book?
Oh, I've never listened to an audiobook.
That is very on brand.
I listen to podcasts, but I've never listened to an audiobook. When you talk, why is that on brand?
When you talk about the podcast, do you say you read this podcast?
No. No, I do not. Guy and I wrote another episode of the podcast today. I'm working hard. Do you? What do you say? You listen to a book?
I think
that's what I would say.
I think I say, but I feel like I'm a bit of a dweeb with this stuff. I think I say listen.
Remy's grabbed the
Remy's
mic.
Remy's on mic. But when I, you know, but say I log all the books I read in a year so that I've got it's not a gag, bro. I'm being earnest for once in my life. And for you to just get on mic and start.
You've got such good mic technique.
Laughing at me. That really shits me, dude.
Grabbed the mic, pulled it into his mouth and laughed at you. Not with Guy.
Yeah.
You can hear it in his tone.
Yeah, okay. When I talk, you laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, I'm a clown. You want me to dance for you?
Yeah, fuck him up, Remy.
Oh, that is the final straw. You hold that mic away from that baby. All I'm saying is that when I log the books I've read in a year, on that list are also, they're demarked with the word listen, but you've also got the audiobooks.
Yeah, that's legit. But we're talking about In Conversation with Guy Montgomery.
Yeah.
How does he refer to it?
I listen to it. I listen to the audiobook.
I listen to the book, yeah. He says. Well, I'm glad we got to the bottom
I say audiobook, because if you say I listen to the book, then everyone's like, what, you held the book up to your ear?
People definitely would say that first before assuming you'd listen to an audiobook, a very normal thing to consume in the modern age.
Hey, sorry for trying to create a riff.
I've been reading...
A rift between us.
That's what it's turning into. I've been reading, just reading aloud, like the book that I'm reading to Remy at night, like in the middle of the night, just to help him sleep.
And
it's a good tactic, I think.
Are you consuming the information as you read?
100%.
That's amazing.
Dude, it's fascinating. It's
What's the book?
The Dawn of Everything.
Oh, it sounds too big for me.
It's a tome. Well, it's actually, this one's not that, but it's pretty big. It's pretty big, but it's pretty fucking sick, dude. I'm really enjoying it.
I'm happy to hear it.
It's about like re-examining the entire commonly held understanding of our anthropological history.
Holy shit.
Yeah, dude. And they're re-looking at all the evidence from particularly indigenous cultures, and they're going, I think these fuckos interpreted it wrong in the 1800s, in the 60s.
I'll bet you they did.
Mm.
Tim's hosting the show.
Oh,
you've
also
got comedy by Courtney Dawson,
yes.
Keegan Govan,
yes.
Guy Montgomery,
yes.
The musical comedy by Two Hearts, and
Paul Williams.
I don't know what flavor of music Paul's playing, because his...
Nor do I. Paul is a very funny man, and he's also an incredibly gifted and heartfelt musician. So what we're going to get on the night?
Nobody knows.
He'll probably split the diff, and then you've got total music performances by Dick Move and Lips.
Yeah, Lips are a great local band who did the soundtrack for a movie. I don't know, one or two locals might have seen it, called Daffodils.
I met Steph from Lips when I first moved to Canada, and I was in New York. I stayed on a friend's couch for a month. Whoa. Too long. They didn't ask me for that long.
A month is a while on a couch,
I know,
brother.
And I didn't even know I was overstaying.
Mm-hmm.
I was like on their couch for five nights or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said to my friend Mark, I said, hey man, do you want to go to this Q-Tips DJing a show in Brooklyn? Do you want to go?
Did
And he was like, yeah, man.
That's so cool.
He was like, yeah. And I said, yeah, great. It's in 2 weeks. And he was like, 2 weeks? And that's when I realized I was planning too far ahead for a person staying on their couch.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
And we didn't go.
Hey, you live and you learn, though, don't you? You know what I mean?
And I wouldn't change it for anything. I still consider Mark to be a great friend to this very day.
I wonder if he thinks the same of you.
Probably not. I think mentally categorizes me, but we don't really see each other.
Yeah, well, you did kind of stay on his couch.
I mean, we live in the same city. But all I'm saying is this.
Surefire way.
If you're in Auckland, you can come to the show live at Q Theatre. But vitally, if you aren't in Auckland, if you're just anywhere in the world and you want to watch the show, because it's Tim Batt putting it on, you better believe you damn well can. It's live streaming, baby.
Yeah.
And the tickets are available at
timbatt.co.nz.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Keep it simple. Keep it simple, silly.
And if you haven't looked at it, go to Tim's Instagram at timbatnz and look at the poster art, because it is one of the best posters I've seen in a while. And I love posters. I wouldn't joke about this sort of thing.
Hello, my friends in the zone. I regret to inform you that I have identified your sole libertarian listener, and he is running for comptroller in NYC. His name is John Tobacco, and he did not submit a bio in time to be included in the voter guide. I googled him, and the first thing that came up was an article about him getting arrested because he refused to wear a mask at a poll site in Staten Island. It's bleak out here. And then we've got a photo included in this email from, I hope they don't mind me saying their name, Arthur. And it says, Comptroller, Brad Lander, Democrat, Carreras, Republican, Save Our City, Paul Rodriguez, Conservative, and John Tobacco, Libertarian, Independent. And there's an asterisk by his name. And I can't see what the asterisk refers to, which always shits me in a document. And they put an asterisk somewhere and then they never tell you what it means.
I love that. That's a tease. that's setting up for a sequel, brother.
As a completionist, it's just like, fuck.
That's,
man,
a Marvel post-credit sequence. They've got you on the hook for more.
There's more. There's more to this email. There's screenshots of things. I'm seeing a news article. City comptroller candidate John Tobacco is the best name I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, it sounds make-believe.
John Tobacco arrested in mask-wearing dispute at Staten Island Board of Elections. That was dated July last year. Oh, there we go. And here is a choice quote from his website. Mr. Tobacco is recognized as one of the predominant experts and leading voices on TV in capital markets, trading and financial technology. His unique skill set and his regular man style has led Mr. Tobacco being featured on every cable news network. And then we're back to the email from Arthur. Regular man style. Anyway, I think the next season of Worst Idea of All Time should be Guy, Tim, and the baby watching kids' TV. There's so much wild stuff out there. Either every episode of a show or sampling different shows. You could make up a rating system for Remy based on what he does during the watch. Stay frosty. Love, Arthur. They, them.
Thank you, Arthur. I've been watching not a lot of kids' TV. Olive's mostly on Bluey, which I still stand by as being one of the great shows. Tried to get her on SpongeBob, not for her, that's fair enough. But recently she started watching some absolute dog shit show called Strawberry Shortcake. And I can't, Olive is not someone who keys in to everything that's on the screen.
Mm.
She's more, I think refined is probably overstating it, but certain things you have to tickle her in certain ways for engagement. And as much as I hate Strawberry Shortcake, I cannot argue with the focus that it demands of Olive.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you're not wrong. Kids TV's it's the Wild West out there. Would you do it, Tim? I mean, are you looking for, like, what's,
do you guys would
have,
I do a podcast?
Do you guys have a screen policy with Remy yet? Are you new age parents pretending that phones don't exist until he's 13 or something?
You know, you do what you can, don't you? But ultimately, we live in the world.
Yeah, we do live in the world.
We live in the world, don't we?
It's a damn shame.
You want to be a bit mindful of it. But, well, the alternative is that you don't live in the world.
Well, I mean, the bright side is we live in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
In the world.
You got to love that.
I do.
You simply must.
Speaking of countries, by the way, I was recently in Australia.
No way.
Yeah, and I just want to say I had a great time, and thank you to all of the Worst Idea fans.
For voting for Anthony Albanese.
Anthony Albanese. I actually was against that. I was only there for a week, but there was
You did a write-in ballot for John Howard.
Well, I just thought, as long as I'm there, I'm going to vote.
Yeah.
And I did.
Because you have to if you're in Australia.
No, I was told you're not allowed to, but I got my vote across the line anyway.
Oh, true.
Tried to get a few more years of ScoMo. My hand was battered down by the Australian public.
Oh, well, you win some, you lose some. And in this case, Guy lost.
Can I actually tell you, this is so gauche. No, I'm not going to do it.
Do it. Come on, man. Be your soul.
I improvised a funny joke
mm-hmm.
on the night of... because I did a show the night of the election, and
tensions are high in Canberra, a city that should not exist as we wait for the final electoral results of this Australian federal election.
But I said I voted for ScoMo, and people didn't like that.
Mm.
And I said, who else? Anyone else? And no one in my crowd said anything. And I said, God damn it, my audience is poor. I thought there'd be at least one rich person in here, but you're just a bunch of cucks waiting to go back to your share houses to watch your partner have the shit fucked out of them.
That is fantastic.
And you know what?
That's a bit of me.
I thought the joke would only have validity in that one night, but mm-hmm. through the medium of this podcast and my own insatiable ego.
I loved it.
I've dug it back up.
Hey, did it work in the room? I'll bet it killed.
Yeah, it crushed, yeah. Hello, boys. I had to search up the Facebook page since I can't for the life of me find a way to message you all on Substance, presumably Substack.
Mm.
I've just discovered a possible massive new connection to Coffee Guy. I was reading up about the Ace Attorney video game series as I'm somewhat interested in trying them and came across a character called Goddo from the third game. Prepare your asses for this. Goddo is a coffee-obsessed defense attorney who claims to have died and came back from hell to be a defense attorney. His background is mysterious, and he spends all of his free time attempting to discover new ways to roast and brew coffee. He drinks so much coffee that at one point says he will limit himself to 17 cups for this one case. Coffee Guy died in his grand battle with Dickbot and Brady, felled by their might. He went to hell, was unsatisfied with his end, and hell's mediocre Java, and came back to the realm of the living to become a cyberpunk defense attorney fueled only by hatred and an endless supply of coffee. Discuss.
I would like to put it to our audience to create some visual art based on what is now a canonical origin story for Coffee Man. Or I guess it's not an origin story, but I love it.
Yeah.
This sounds good to me, man.
I mean...
You know what? Sounds good. Sign me up.
It makes a lot of sense. I don't know a lot about the...
Ace Attorney,
but I mean... just from the limited information that's been shared here by our listener.
Yeah.
I like it. By the way, this is Cameron. They didn't mention their name, but Cameron Swingle, who is on an episode of Killionaire that's out right now. Over on the Substack, you can watch it, or of course on the feed, you might have already listened to it. But just letting you know.
It's a worry that people can't message us via Substack.
Well, initiative taking young.
If you leave a comment, the guy and I will both see it.
That's right.
And we'll read it. We'll put that in a friend zone bin.
Because I pay to be there.
You do. Guy's got the transaction slightly backwards. But
I get some of that money comes back to my pocket, right?
Well, not currently. hello, my beautiful fuck boys. This is no longer relevant to your lives. Oh, this is also from November last year.
Fantastic.
This is no longer relevant to your lives, and possibly someone has already informed you, but I'm currently listening to episode 56. Let me just pick up the baby for a second.
Baby's doing yoga. Baby was in downward dog.
Babies love yoga. Baby was asleep.
Yeah. I'm sorry for this.
No, this isn't your fault.
I came over.
We knew the risks. Scheduled time, and Rufus the dog's favorite thing in the world to do is make a whole lot of noise when anyone approaches the property. So I think
I saw you. I was outside your fence line, and I looked across the fence. I saw Tim in the kitchen.
Furiously, I threw my hand up to indicate, Guy, don't take one more fucking step.
I didn't.
And so I took the dog out to Guy in a way to mitigate this impending disaster. Did it work? Absolutely not.
For a second, it felt like it might.
Rufus lost his shit. Baby's awake, crying. Yeah. It's all on for young and old. Anywho's, the message continues. I'm currently listening to episode 56 of the We Are Your Friends season. Oh. And the topic...
Episode 56 of the We Are Your Friends season. Someone made us round up to 60.
Jesus. The topic of... Zach and Cody came up. The two of you wondered aloud why the eponymous boys were living in a hotel in the original series. Lucky, or perhaps unlucky for you two, I've been a super fan of the show since I was a child. Zach and Cody Martin lived in the Tipton Hotel in Boston because their mother had a job there as a lounge singer. Cool. Presumably, their suite was included in her benefits package, although no other employees at the Tipton canonically lived there. The only other character on the show who lives there, who lives in the hotel is London Tipton, whose father owns the hotel. Her suite is noticeably nicer than Zach, Cody, and their moms. In the spin-off, Sweet Life on Deck, the boys in London attend school and live on a cruise ship, also owned by London's father. Zach and Cody's mom continues to be employed at the Boston Tipton, and the previous manager of the Boston Tipton becomes the manager of the SS Tipton, the boat the kids live on. So, the Tipton employee benefits package seems rather extensive. Stay fresh and say my name, Drew.
Drew, I just want to say thanks for... clearing all that up, because God knows I've been walking around for 33 years, and I guess the show's only been alive for about 23 of them, but just not being able to navigate the where and what fors of, you know, the backstory and the grounding of the Sweet Life with Zach and Cody. And the timing couldn't be better, because I saw a tweet yesterday that said Chance the Rapper's going to be starring in the Zach and Cody reboot.
Why not?
And
I ask you, dear libertarian listener,
someone tweeted it with the caption saying, and this is for the Kanye West fans, I guess, which are probably dwindling, but it said, dude met Kanye West and is still going to fail, which is a reference to a line on a Chance the Rapper verse on a Kanye West song. I can't remember if it's Father Stretch My Hands or something, or Ultralight Beam, but it says, I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. And so it's... one of those tweets, you know, that if it gets you, it really gets you.
There you go.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Now, wow, this is a big message. Well, it's not that big. Here we go. Hello, Tim and Guy. Hope you're keeping well. I write to you from rainy Melbourne, where I've recently had the pleasure of... seeing Guy's stand-up show. Congratulations on the set. I brought the family along and we all had an excellent time. The only downside to my festival experience was falling victim to COVID-19, though. Don't fret. There's only a 1 in 4 chance I got it from your show. My time in isolation has compelled me to write to you with a theory that I cannot get out of my head. It seems clear to me that the entire And Just Like That series was concocted as an elaborate ploy by Mattress Pikelet King to convert your very selves into fans of Sex and the City. Note, I have not watched the series, so these observations are based only on your retellings. Your initial recaps at the beginning of the show were full of disdain, and you settled in for a familiar stint of mockery and aloof commentary. Mattress Pikelet got you where you were comfortable, and then gradually improved the quality of the show, introducing new storylines and real character growth that left you no choice but to begin to view it in earnest and with respect. As a listener, the evolution over the series was quite a thing to witness. I believe this theory is confirmed by the presence of certain undisputable Twilight references in the show itself, including the large sheep painting and the return of Coffee Guy. I cannot envision a scenario that would result in the inclusion of this Java-loving extra just by chance. King knew you'd be watching, and he made it his personal mission to change your minds about his work, and you fell deeply into his trap. You may read my first name, Stella. Stella! I was going to do it. Glad you did.
I'll bet Stella's never heard that before, ever. I don't think we've ever been Stockholm syndromed as well as we were
by And Just Like That
during that mini season.
There's so there's so many reasons we were, and Mattress Pikelet had a running start in so much as a complaint frequently lodged. I remember myself, I'm sure that Tim made the same one. It's like, all you want is deviation. All you want to do is see the same characters you've been living with make a different choice. And so to be in a world where they were doing that week in, week out was a huge leg up for them. Of course we were going to enjoy it more. I didn't anticipate enjoying it as much as we did or feeling sincere excitement when the second season was announced.
I honestly think you enjoyed it more than me. On an earnest level.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it a little bit by the end. But
I like... not bad things, but I can consume, you know, I think I watch movies that aren't perfect.
Yeah, mate, I know. We've been doing this podcast for the better part of a decade.
I watch reality television. Do you do that?
No.
I watch, Chelsea and I are watching the current season of Big Brother Australia, mm-hmm. and honestly, it feels like home. I love it. So, like, we're on Express, so we're watching the episodes in real time. Last year when we got into it, we had the whole season to work through and we just mainlined it. But, you know, like it's on, there's new episodes Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Today's Friday. Last night was Thursday. We were both upset at the end of the episode. No more food for us. It's good stuff.
The pantry is bare of your favorite thing.
Yeah.
You want to say anything, Remy? Just grab the mic.
Little man's sleepy. Little man needs to go back to sleep.
I love that little guy. Do you want to...
Might need to knock it on the head. Yeah. Might need to wrap this up, I'm afraid.
Well, the baby's in charge.
Remy's in charge. Here's the thing about Remy. He's a little boss baby.
Yeah, that's right. Alec Baldwin voices Tim's son.
You're a little boss baby.
Wow, he's actually on hiatus at the moment because of what happened. But
yeah, he's been fired into the sun.
I think there's no better place to leave it than that. Check out timbat.co.nz if you want to get tickets either for live or live streaming the One Of Fest. I cannot encourage it enough. I'm so grateful to Tim. And what's the name of the person who runs 100%? Good?
Oh, Anthony Metcalf.
And Anthony.
Dude's a fucking legend. Ever heard of the Betts?
Yeah.
He does all this stuff. Yeah. He does
I'm so
touring.
Grateful you guys for putting on this show. I think it's exactly what Auckland and the country needs.
We might not even lose money. The whole time, this entire time, me and Anthony were like, okay, how much money are you like prepared to lose each to put this show? Because we're so sick of COVID locking everything down and canceling everything
absolutely.
That we were like, fuck this. How much money are we willing to lose on this thing? We might break even based on ticket sales now, which makes me very happy.
I'm just, as a performer, I'm so grateful to see you guys taking the initiative. I think it's going to be one of the best shows of the year. I keep saying it. I sincerely believe it. So if you can get a ticket to watch it live or online, get on it.
And if you're in a different territory as well, you can watch it on delay. I think we're leaving the window open for like 2 or 3 days.
Great.
So, you know, you can do that.
Otherwise,
if you want to see the visual bit of Killionaire TV, it does add a whole dimension to see these fantastic plotters and potential assassins.
Beautifully and perfectly edited.
You can go to twioat.substack.com. But otherwise, my friends, get out there and conquer, you know.
Just live your life. Ho! Hey. Instead of getting the paper. Yeah, that's enough. The friend zone, you're not alone anytime.
With Tim and Guy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.